All right, so there's five different ways God shows his love to us. First one, before time began, he knew we were going to be mess-ups, right? And he created us anyway. And he planned to die for us anyway. Why is that important? Because Satan's thing in you is you guys are messed up. You're addicts. You're this. You're that. You're losers, right? And you go, well, yeah, I'm a loser. Everybody's a loser. But guess what? God knew about it before he even created time. And he made me anyway, so there must be something special. Get lost, dude. All right? So, before time began, he loved it. He died for us. You know, it's like, oh, Jesus died for me. That's cool. Wow. We're so flippant about it sometimes. And when we really think about it, wow, somebody gave their life for me so I could live. They took my place. I'm out of prison because they're in prison for me. And now I'm acting like, oh, well, it's all about me. He bailed us out of prison. He took us out of prison and said, go live a good life. I'm getting you out of this place. You have 20 years left to go. Now you're free. Go live like a free person. Don't go back to the things you did that got you in here. And there's an incredible price paid that shows love. He calls us sons. Most of our dads didn't show a lot of love to us in different ways. So if your dad did, that's awesome. Okay? But most of our dads failed us in some significant way, right? God never fails us, and he called us his sons, right? And we need to receive that love from him, and he shows that love in lots of different ways. And we tend to block it sometimes because, for example, and this goes to thankfulness, which is a whole other subject that we've been into, if you wake up in the morning and you could say, okay, I could have been born, I could be living in a third world country right now, but I'm here. And yeah, it's a pain sleeping along here with all the other people sleeping here. I can't imagine. It's not cool. But still, waking up in a third world country with your teeth rotted out and no medical care and all kinds of problems and hungry because you haven't eaten for a day and a half. I mean, there's girls that travel 2 miles each way just to bring water back and forth. They can't go to school because they're so busy carrying water back and forth, right? That's why we have well things going on. Christians are paying to have wells given. You start comparing yourself to something like that, it's a whole different thing. You have a whole different view. You're thankful. Well, thankful. I'm fed and I'm warm and yeah, the guys smell and they're snoring and I had a hard time sleeping, but man, it could be worse. Okay? It could be a lot worse. And so our perspective keeps us from being thankful a lot of times because we keep raising the bar. We set the bar for our thankfulness. Everything above this we're thankful for. If it's below this, we're not. Well, why would you set a bar so high? Why would you want to do that? Set the bar lower. Be thankful for everything that God gives you. And the thing is, the hardest to be thankful for, but you have to understand you're his son. We just said we're sons of God, and he disciplines those he loves. Is when he's disciplining us, when he's giving us the hard thing to do, that's when he's showing us his love. He's training us. He's preparing us. Okay, and what we do is we fight against it because it's hard. Oh, I shouldn't have to go through anything hard. Where do you get that? I shouldn't have to go through anything hard. Yeah. You know, I mean, where does that come from? I remember when my ex-wife left the first time, and I was Mr. Mom to the kids because she was bipolar. We didn't know. She was just depressed all the time. And my kids are gone, and I was the one that's taking care of them. You know, she took them, took off. And I was so ashamed not to even talk to friends. And I slept 7 hours in a week. Right? Could hardly eat. I lost like 15 pounds. And I just moaned. Just moaned. You know? Horrible, horrible pain. Horrible pain. And you go, well, I shouldn't have to go through this. Going through that made me who I am. All right? It's horrible. I would never want that on anybody. You know, where's my kids? My son's birthday even. 4 and 5 years old. That's how old they were. And it's horrible stuff. And we go through horrible pain at times. But God uses those difficult things to mold us, change us into who he wants us to be. And we have to trust him. Because if he is for us, who can be against us? Right? And we are his sons. We're his sons. All right? And so it's going to be tough sometime, but he loves us as a son. He glorifies himself in us. This is really, and I mentioned when I started a couple days ago about all the people I know that died or left the program and not doing well. Right? I mentioned a few of them anyway. And when one part of the body hurts, we all hurt. You know? But those people who died unnecessarily they had a spirit in a life that's unique and special. And you need to see yourself that way. You need to see that you are unique and you are special. Nobody can do it like you can do it. Nobody can love other people the way you can love other people. You don't be cocky about it, but because that's just the way God made you. You didn't do anything to have that. But you're a unique, special person. Unique, special person. All the guys that come work for me, I've been doing this for several years, 4 years, they come work at my house, and each one's got a different special personality. And they bless me in different ways. And it's awesome hanging with them, right? When you're using, you're not much use to anybody, okay? But realize you're unique, and God wants to glorify himself in you. He wants his love to flow through you. That's his goal for you. God wants to be glorified. That is what you're here for. Foundation? That's the foundation. Why are you here? Oh, to do my thing, to get a job, to do this and that. No, you're here to glorify God. We are here as Christians to give glory to him, and we do it by living our lives for him, being all that we can be in our own special, unique way. And seek him. You say, well, what good am I for this and that? Trust me, you're a lot of good for a lot of things. My friend Terry, who's developmentally disabled, he spent 40 years working at the Pancake Chef as a busboy. You know? He did good, and when he's with you, he's right there with you. You know? He listens, and if you got a problem, he's, oh man, I'm so sorry, Rick, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, I wish it was better. I'm going to pray for you, Rick, I'm going to pray for you. That's special. That's special. What makes him less than anybody else? Nothing. He's awesome. Awesome dude. He's had cancer for 4 years, stage four. The dude is so strong, he just keeps pushing through it. He calls me probably twice a week. And he goes, Rick, when are they going to find a cure? When are they going to find a cure? I'm so sick of this. I just want to take it all and throw it into the garbage dump. I want to get it out of me. This special dude. Just strong, keeps pushing through it. You're special. Live like you're special. Find what God's gifted you to do. And let his love flow through you to other people. Find somebody around and say, can I touch that person somehow? Lord, show me who to touch. And he's gone to prepare a place for us beyond our imagination. Okay? No eyes see, no ears heard, no minds conceive what God has in store for those who love him. So I'd like you guys to memorize the five things. You can memorize however you want. Before time began, he knew we were going to mess up and he loved us. He died for us. Called his sons. He glorifies himself in us, and he's gone to prepare a place for us beyond our imagination.